To me, DevOps basically means the removal of barriers between the development teams and the operation teams in a company. So everybody collaborating on getting the maximum result out of the product they're building. It could lead to an increase in quality, it could lead to an increased speed for delivery, all sorts of results really. But for most of all, the cornerstone is on communication. So if you remove the barriers between the development team, the operations team, the quality assurance team, then you're already very well on the way of DevOps. To me, the biggest driver for adopting DevOps is increasing quality. If you start approaching a DevOps culture, well, no, not a DevOps culture, but if you start approaching DevOps as a cultural shift, you will quickly notice that quality is going to increase, and that's a fact. But because given increased communication between teams, given the practices DevOps brings with it, you'll naturally see some quality increase over time. The main skill you need to master is automation. Whatever the tool you choose, it could be PowerShell, it could be Bash Script running on CHWin or Bash on Windows or whatever else, the key skill is definitely automation. Because the more you can automate, the more you can repeat in a resilient way and expect a result. So you're removing the manual interaction from the mix and you're reducing the possibility of getting errors by manual interaction. It needs to be a team play, it needs to be open to communication, and it needs to be open to try things outside your comfort zone. So being a flexible person, being an adaptive person, which might be challenging in certain environments, especially if they're regulated environment, just to say it one. It's extremely important to be able to experiment, fail very quickly if things are not going to work, but trying things first, because especially with the DevOps culture, the biggest change you can bring in is the possibility of experimenting. So if you can try different approaches, you quickly find the one which is going to bring in the best quality increase. It's a challenger. It came in quite late, if you want, because DevOps as a thing, as a practice, has been around for a while, but it doesn't have anything less than any other competitor, and the tooling is quite good, frankly. So I can see it going very hard in the next coming months. In terms of tooling, there isn't that much that they can do, because Microsoft toolings generally are easier to use than other tool sets. They're more aimed at the general level, which is used to maybe an older kind of Microsoft tools, so easier tools to use. But they're extremely powerful as well. Just have a look at PowerShell. What they can do is to market their position in a slightly different way, aiming at changing the bias people might have towards Microsoft. They're extremely important, but not in a form we might be used to. It's not very important to be educated at a certain level. Myself, I'm a university dropout, never graduated. It's extremely important to have some kind of formation, some kind of training, which is going to be down to the exact targets you want to achieve. So it's going to be a very tailored training, a very tailored formation for the people working on it. That's the best way of adopting a different tool of technology. And one of the resources Microsoft provides is MVA, which is extremely valuable for the job. To engage DevOps, the first thing is a cultural shift. So the whole team should buy in the idea of DevOps. That's one of the things that we'll be talking about in the session as well, that as a prerequisite, an organization cannot move towards DevOps if it's an imposition, if it's something which comes from the top. So everybody should buy in certain topics and certain responsibility which DevOps bears. So for example, the developer would be directly accountable for what's in production. So if it's one of the features is going to break, the first person to react after some kind of troubleshooting and support should be the developer itself and not any other kind of intermediate layer. This is one of the examples where DevOps as a culture changes the responsibility. But responsibilities become not only individual, but collective towards the team. So the team itself would be very encouraged to work towards quickly fixing issues, removing issues altogether from production, having different release cycles in order to decrease the possibility of issues and these sort of things. Having this interaction with community means that you have a very easy networking web underneath, and you can very quickly understand how people reacted, how people worked in situations maybe similar to the one you're finding from a different perspective. So this knowledge sharing with communities is the most invaluable thing, and I believe it's the key for a successful event. it gave me connections. That's what it gave me. I managed to get quickly information from team members, from support or these kind of things. But in terms of personal growth, the best thing about being an MVP is that I managed to get to know more people around me with different skill sets so that I could learn from them fairly often and share my know-how with them. So that this bidirectional way of sharing knowledge became quickly something good for me, but even good for the person on the other side or the audience on the other side when you're speaking at a community event.